It's our Wide Open Road, the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford.
Arizona, home to 13 breeds of rattlesnakes, more than anywhere else in the world. But the Diamondback is not our state rattlesnake.
No.
Nor is the Mojave. Nor the Sidewinder.
That's about all I know.
It's the rigid nose rattlesnake, and it makes its home in the Dragoon Mountains. I did not set that up. It just worked perfectly that we happen to be ending the last segment talking about the Dragoon Mountains.
Need to spend some more time there.
Where the Cochise stronghold was. So, if you can name the state rattlesnake, text it to 411-923, and we'll send you to any one of Arizona state parks, including it could be Tubac Presidio Historic State Park, where our staycation winner will be traveling next weekend. But that's just one of 35 you have the option to choose from. We're working through Roger Naylor's 2019 bucket list, and we're not going to get to all 12 of them and the depth that they deserve.
And I don't even want to, because I love to listen to Roger. He's a wordsmith, and he just kind of opens pictures in your mind of where we're going. So they can find you guys can find the entire list on our Facebook page or on our website on the quick links. And catch up on the rest, but we're just going to enjoy Roger's company and letting him fill us in on these.
And we do need to keep I want to go back, though. I don't like to go back, but we can't skip over the Hubble Trading Post.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful spot. It's a cathedral. This is the trading post of all trading posts. It's the oldest, you know, dates back to the Lorenzo Hubble days, 1876, and it's still very much functioning. Even though it's a National Historic Site now, it's still a functioning trading post. You go in, and there's a rug room. There's an Indian trader with the jewelry, and then you walk into the general store, and it's this dimly lit little room and with wooden creaky floors, and the air is just spicy with aromas, and the Navajos are in there, you know, buying sacks of flour, buying all the things they normally do, and, you know, it's just, you know, you just creep in quietly and feel so blessed to get to be part of it, to witness this little bit of history, and, you know, just buy an ice cream or a soft drink and just, you know, just sit around and enjoy it for a little while. And you get to explore the grounds. They give tours of the old Hubble home. And it's just amazing. It's a beautiful little setting up there on the Navajo Nation in Ganado.
And how many other mercantiles or livery or trading posts in Arizona that are over 100 years old?
Yeah, you know, there's a handful. You know, we've got some, up in Tuba City, up in Shanto. You know, there's a few that are really beautiful, but the Hubble is just sort of the most expansive.
Then you've got Eat a Chimichanga in Tucson to add to your bucket list.
Well, in El Charro, the original El Charro, which was opened in 1922 by Monica Flynn. And she was, you know, back then women opening businesses was not common. She did everything. She, you know, came out and took your order. She went back. And the story that I heard, and I don't know whether this is actually true, I haven't run it to ground, but she would take your order and get paid for the meal that you wanted, and then run out back to the market, buy the ingredients, and come back and then make them and serve them to you. That's the story I originally heard. But, I mean, that's the kind of shoestring it was. So it's the oldest operating Mexican restaurant still owned by the same family in the country. I think it's her great-niece, grand-niece now that operates and stuff. But this is allegedly where the chimichanga was invented, when she actually knocked a burrito into the boiling oil and invented the chimichanga. Started to use a swear word in Spanish. And there are kids around, so she chimichanga, which means this or that or something in Spanish, and that's where it started from. So
where would we be today without that?
Exactly. So you can go down there. There's several El Charros around Tucson now, but the old one, the original, is still in the little adobe house downtown.
Can't get any more local than that.
Exactly.
And that ties into spring wildflowers, because if you're traveling to Tucson south to do this, you've got Picacho Peak and
Catalina State Park,
79
Pinnell Parkway. Yeah, yeah. Oracle State Park down there. In fact, I just finished. I think it's going to be such a great wildflower season.
You're right.
That I did. I always write the wildflower story for the Arizona Republic. This year, I'm doing two of them. One for around the state. I just finished that one. It'll run a little later in February, and then I'm doing one just for the Phoenix area, Maricopa County, around here, because there's so much stuff already blooming that's been blooming since January. This is one of the greatest shows on earth, and we're going to have a season like we haven't had in a few years. Get out, explore in wildflowers.
And this one we'll do quickly, swim at Slide Rock, because that ain't on anybody's list for about another 4 months.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cold enough in June.
But it's one of the all-time great swimming holes.
More with Roger Naylor on 2019 bucket list. And if you get the link that we have posted on our Facebook that takes you to Arizona Central, there's pictures with all of these stories just to see a little bit more in depth of what we're talking about.